Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it over the hump, and we're in the home stretch towards the weekend. Of course, you have your news headlines coming up on this Thursday. Have a message from my book, Word That Choose to Live By. Have a throwback from my artist of the week, Jennifer Lopez. One of my favorite songs from her, Love Don't Cost a Thing. And in today's entertainment spotlight, Katie Kobe of Next Door rejoined me on Conversations Live, the radio show this week, to talk about how they're helping you celebrate Random Acts of Kindness Day this year. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Thursday headlines. In national news, Senate Republicans block bipartisan border package, scuttling deal they had demanded from Democrats. Senate Republicans blocked a bipartisan border package Wednesday, scuttling months of negotiations with Democrats on legislation intended to cut back record numbers of illegal border crossings. Many Republicans said the election year compromise wasn't enough, even as supporters of the bill insisted it was the best possible in divided government. The 49-50 vote, far short of the 60 needed to take up the bill, came after most Republicans said they would vote against the legislation, which also included $60 billion in wartime aid to Ukraine and $14 billion for Israel, and was backed by President Joe Biden. GOP lawmakers had insisted that the money for conflicts abroad be paired with help for the U.S. border. Forcing the showdown with Republicans, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said earlier that he would try to salvage the wartime funding and would push ahead on a crucial test vote for tens of billions of dollars for Kyiv, Israel, and other U.S. allies, a modified package with a border portion stripped out. The bipartisan group of senators who negotiated the compromise for the last 4 months said it was a missed opportunity to try and make some progress towards one of the most intractable issues in American politics. In a speech on the Senate floor just before the vote, Republican Senator James Lankford said that it was a chance for the Senate to decide if we're going to do nothing or something. Independent Senator Kristen Sinema blamed Republicans for not giving the bill a chance. Finally, it seemed we had the opportunity to solve the nightmare my state has lived with for over 40 years, she said. 4 Republicans voted to move forward with the legislation, and 6 Democrats voted against it, some of whom said the border compromise went too far. In more national news, missing Marine Corps helicopter carrying 5 troops from Nevada to California has been located, says the Associated Press. A Marine Corps helicopter that had been missing with 5 troops aboard as a historic storm continued drenching California was found Wednesday morning in a mountainous area outside San Diego. The aircraft was located just after 9 a.m. by civil authorities near the mountain community of Pine Valley, about a 45-mile drive from San Diego, but rescue crews said snowy conditions were making access challenging on the ground. They were using ground and aviation assets to locate the air crew in coordination with the San Diego County Sheriff's Department and multiple federal, state, and local agencies, the Marine Corps said in the statement. The Marines were flying a CH-53E Super Stallion helicopter from the Air Force Base northeast of Las Vegas, where they had been doing unit-level training and were returning home to Marine Corps Air Station in San Diego, defense officials said. In more national news, Biden plans to hold a March fundraiser with former Presidents Obama and Clinton in New York, says the Associated Press. President Joe Biden is teaming up with predecessors Barack Obama and Bill Clinton next month for a New York fundraiser aiming at powering up donations for his re-election campaign. The threesome traded social media posts to reveal their plan. The event is set for March 28th, and though the Biden campaign says it hasn't settled on the venue, it considers larger sites that would maximize attendance. That would be a break from Biden's usual campaign stops, which have tended to feature smaller groups of supporters and donors. Folks, I'll be in NYC on March 28th to support Joe Biden, who's coming with me. Chip in for your chance to join, Obama posted on X, formerly Twitter. Clinton responding ironically, count me in, who else is going to be there? And Biden answered jokingly, you guys know you can just call me next time, right? Obama, Clinton, and Jimmy Carter are the only living Democratic former presidents, but the 99-year-old Carter is in hospice care at his home in Georgia. In Mississippi news, Kevin Hart to perform at Xiomara in Jackson, Mississippi, says 16 WAPT. Kevin Hart is returning to Jackson. The top comedian will perform on May 25th at Xiomara Hall. Tickets go on sale this Friday through Ticketmaster. In more national news, Run-DMC's Daryl McDaniels is getting vulnerable about his mental health. It's a sign of strength, he says to People magazine. Kings from Queens, the Run-DMC story, is available to stream on Peacock now. Run-DMC was one of the highest-selling hip-hop groups of the 80s, but Daryl DMC McDaniels couldn't cope with the fame at that time, he told People magazine. In Run-DMC's newly released Peacock documentary, King from Queens, the Run-DMC story, DMC opens up about struggling with celebrity, substance abuse, and being on the brink of taking his own life. And finally, in business news, Wall Street climbs to the edge of another milestone as S&P 500 nears 5,000. The S&P 500 neared the 5,000 level for the first time as Ford Motor, Chipotle Mexican Grill, and other big stocks climbed following their latest earnings report. Cyrus Webb, Conversations of Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Thursday, everyone, and I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. It's time to show that you appreciate the power of grace by not allowing the past to continue to hold you hostage. The key has been given to you already to live a life free from guilt, shame, and regret, but now it's time for you to use it. Have an amazing Thursday. Jennifer Lopez is the artist of the week this week. You guys have been hearing her new single, This Is Me Now. But if I go back over a decade ago, one of my favorite songs from Jennifer Lopez is the song Love Don't Cost a Thing. Here it is, right here on Conversation WWE News. part of my conversation coming up with Katie Kobe of Next Door in today's Entertainment Spotlight. Stay with us for listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with Entertainment Spotlight. Katie Kobe of Next Door joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about how Next Door is helping you celebrate Random Acts of Kindness Day this year. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Katie, always a pleasure to speak with you. Thanks for the time.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me.
You're glad to do it. So for those who may just be hearing and saying, what in the world is National Random Acts of Kindness Day, Katie? What should they know about this day and how do they get started?
Yeah, well, I think what folks will be surprised to hear is that Random Acts of Kindness Day was actually first recognized as an annual observance back in 1995. That means we've been doing this for almost 30 years now, which is wild. It takes place every year on February 17th, and the whole point of it is to celebrate and recognize those small gestures that are really easy to do, because those are the gestures that remind us that there's, you know, a big impact that we can make in the world.
Such a great thing. And for those looking around and thinking about especially their neighbors, Katie, what tips do you have for neighbors who want to celebrate this year in their neighborhood?
I always like to remind people that it's free to be kind, right? So starting really small with just a smile or a wave, holding doors open for people. If you happen to be out and about, maybe on your commute or just driving around through the day and you're in some traffic, someone is nice and lets you in, give them a wave in the rearview mirror. Little things like that are just quick and easy ways to show kindness and appreciation. I also think it's great to focus on what's close to home, looking for those maybe easy chores to help with. Perhaps it's helping folks bring in their garbage cans or picking up trash or maybe like cleaning up from like a recent storm. If you do spend a little bit of money, this is like my favorite thing to do. I love to go buy an extra cup of coffee in the morning and leave it behind me for the person. I just think that's like a nice way to give someone else a little bit of joy in their day, and I hope that they always pay it forward.
Love that. And you're right. Those little things are great reminders for people. And they were talking about random acts of kindness, Katie, but why do you think that ask for kindness are also something that may be welcomed by our neighbors?
Yeah, well, asking for kindness or asking for help is really important because people are not mind readers.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. We'll get on tomorrow to wrap up this week. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Let us go make today amazing. Take care.